And that was Runway by Lady Gaga and Doshi, recommended by our own Alan O'Brien. Now, the reason we're playing that is obviously that's closely associated with The Devil Wears Prada, the second film which is out recently. And many of you may be familiar with our next guest in her role as a colour consultant and personal stylist. But Fiona Doyle has actually now launched her own premium Irish women's wear brand called Fedoro. Fiona, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brita, for having me.
So can you start telling us a little bit about your background and what got you in, or, you know, about being a personal stylist and a colour consultant and how one led to the other?
Yeah, so I've been working in the fashion and style industry for a long, long time. And a number of years ago, things changed in my world and I faced an illness. And, you know, when something like that hits you hard, you lose your sense of self. And I suppose style and fashion had always been my passion. And I decided then to train as a personal stylist and learn everything there was to learn about the industry. So I traveled abroad and trained in, as well as in Ireland, Milan and London, and online through France and America. And while doing so, what I discovered was, you know, that when you get to know your style, you know, that I really began to come back to myself again and feel more alive. And I was seeing this now as style and colour more as a tool for self-expression and personal development. And, you know, bringing colour back into my life and style, I really discovered the psychology behind it, and something unexpected really happened there. Because as well as the craft of style, it was, as I say, the psychology and the colour and the transformative power of colour, not just aesthetically, but also emotionally and psychologically as well. So that is what led me, I suppose my why maybe was to, you know, help others discover their colours and their style, because, you know, sometimes through the hard season of life, our style can slip, and with that, our confidence. So it's just really helping women get back on track through navigating things with a little bit of help along the way. And that's where I step in to my role as a personal stylist.
Now, you mentioned the psychology of fashion and of colour. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I suppose colour affects us more deeply than we realise. And I discovered that as well through my own training. Because, I mean, there's a reason why hospitals use certain shades of green and why fast food brands lean into red and yellow. But in fashion and personal styling, it works as well on a whole different level, because we're always communicating through our style. Even with the likes of colour analysis, it's discovering is natural for you, your skin tone, your eyes. We all know that one colour that we love and that will make us feel radiated. But when you're wearing your colours, your face looks brighter, your features balance, everything just lifts. You're not relying on makeup. And that's where colour analysis comes into. You know, that I love to take the guesswork out of this for my clients so that they can stand in front of their wardrobes and realise, you know, it's not about having more clothes, it's about having, you know, the right colours. And once they have that clarity, getting dressed becomes genuinely more enjoyable and that little bit easier, because we do naturally gravitate to darker, more sombre colours sometimes as we mature. We all love black, and I'm not giving black a hard name. I love black. It's an authoritative, it's a great colour. Coco Chanel glamorised it. But sometimes, depending on our state, you know, it can keep us, if we're grieving, it keep us in that state and make us feel that, you know, for longer. So just even bringing a little pop of colour back into your world, or moving from black to grey or to a burgundy, because black, believe it or not, only suits one in four of us. So it's not, there's other colours that can be kinder on us than wearing all black, but I know we can often gravitate to it. But sometimes when I say bring a colour back into your world, it can even be a pop of colour through flowers or lipstick, or, you know, just even to your makeup or accessories or a scarf as well.
I remember a few years ago, there was a lovely lady called Peggy that I knew in Castle Island, and she told me that she was going to ban me from wearing this black cardigan that I lived in, because she said that I was trying to impersonate Peg Sayers. So my lovely comfy cardigan had to get the door. But what's happening when people say, you know, I've nothing to wear, even though they might have a wardrobe full of clothes? You know, is there a psychological reason behind that?
You know, I think we can look at our wardrobe. So many of us open our...
Sorry, the line seems to have gone down there. hopefully we'll be able to get back to Fiona there shortly. So just in the meantime, we might just, while we're trying to get that line going again, we'll just go back and look at the competition winner that I think we have just picked out. Now, the competition is for our wonderful Father's Day prize. If you want to just be reminded of what is involved or what prizes are up for grabs, we can have that. We have an overnight stay at the Hotel 67 at the Gleneagle Hotel, plus two tickets to see Billy Ocean in the Gleneagle Arena. We have a €100 Adams Jewelers voucher. We also have a two-night stay in a luxury lodge at Kenmare Bay Hotel, and we have a €100 Kerry GA store voucher and two tickets to Radio Kerry's Country by the Sea concert in the Thinthorn Theatre in Ballybunion and a guided tour of Windmill Lane Studios in Dublin. Now, obviously, the overall winner will be picked out tomorrow, but today's finalist, who texted in and correctly answered that today's mystery father was, of course, our own John B. Keane. And today's entrant into tomorrow's final is Margaret O'Keefe. So, Margaret, will be in contact with you just to let you know that you're into tomorrow's final. Now, I think that Fiona may be back with us.
I am sorry, Breeda. I think my line might have disconnected there. The coverage may be bad where I am. So apologies about that.
Not at all. We were just talking about, you know, people having a lot of clothes in their wardrobe, but maybe feel like they have nothing to wear. And what does that mean, you know, psychologically?
Well, look, I suppose a lot of us will say, and that's a lot of it, my clients will ring me and say they have a wardrobe full of clothes and nothing feels right. And I suppose there's so many reasons for that. What I would always try to say to them is, you know, once you get to know yourself better, our style is always evolving, you know, and, you know, with the seasons of life, as I say, we're evolving and our style needs to evolve with that. And a lot of us might still have things that we've kept for years and might just need a little bit of a wardrobe inventory. So what I would say is get to know yourself a little bit better. You know, once you know your colours, once you know your lifestyle, what it is you want to communicate with your style, your body shape, you know, it makes getting dressed that little bit easier. When you are then shopping, you're shopping with intention because you have clarity, and that clarity gives you that little bit more confidence. I would just say sometimes we do need to look at our wardrobes, organize them a little bit, and then, as I say, once you have that wardrobe inventory done, it's not necessarily about buying new clothes. It's just having a look and seeing what you have. And can you mix and match pieces that you already have that will work together, and discovering new colour combinations and new outfit ideas? Because sometimes it's just a case of tweaking an outfit a little bit differently. Maybe it's adding an accessory or a belt or, you know, a different pair of shoes to something.
And you mentioned there maybe adding an accessory. Tell us a bit about your own brand. What's it called and what inspired you to make it?
Yeah, so Fedora was born out of my lifelong love of style, colour, and the way that clothing can transform not just how we look, but how we feel. And working as a stylist, I've seen again and again that when women feel, you know, comfortable and beautiful in something, they carry themselves with a confidence. Mm. But as I say, through the hard seasons of our life, sometimes with that our style can slip. So I wanted to create garments that celebrate that feeling, pieces that, you know, that are in the right colours, that harmonise with women's natural complexion. They're not trend driven. They're made in small batches, in silk. They're made in Lake Como, which is, you know, it's the home for the art of silk and luxury textiles. And the name then reflects the essence of the brand. Fi is the Irish for wild or untamed, and Oro is the Italian for gold. So it's women who are untamed at heart, yet carry themselves with a wild, or sorry, golden elves. Because I really feel that just as we still want to be visible and seen, but maybe in different ways than we were when we were younger. Just we want to, it's for ourselves really we're doing this. So there's no, you know, with these there's no buttons. They're just fluffy kimonos that can move freely and they just elevate an outfit. They're made in the four colourways based on colour analysis, spring, summer, autumn and winter. And I've also created scarves as well in the same colourways as well, in the four colours based on colour analysis.
That sounds beautiful. And also, I just love the sentiment behind it. If people want to find out more, where can they go?
So my website is www.fedoro.ie, and also it's Fedoro Official on Instagram, or Fiona Doyle on Instagram as well. So they are designed, as I say, the tagline I have with it is that it's luxury that feels like freedom.
Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with your new launch.
Thank you so much, Brida. Appreciate you having me on.